大家下午好。
May God's peace be with you.
愿神的平安与你们同在。
Thank you for that wonderful time of worship. Yeah.
非常感谢刚才敬拜的时刻。
Recently, I had the opportunity to attend a marriage panel.
最近我参加了一个婚姻的论坛。
And it's where we just gather some married couples together to share with.Their love story.
我们把教会的一些夫妻聚在一起，让他们谈论婚姻的一些经验。
And so they did. They shared with us how they met, but not just that. They shared with us their journey, their marriage.
他们分享他们是怎么相见的，然后同时也分享他们整个婚姻的旅程。
There was good. There was bad. There were failures.There were successes.
他们说有很多好的经验，也有很多可能失败的地方。
And stories, and I love listening to stories.
他们分享了很多故事，我非常喜欢听故事。
And listening to their stories help me, encourage me, give me hope, and challenge me to grow.
听他们的故事，我就得到鼓励，得到帮助。也帮助我人生的方向。
And as I was listening to their story, it dawned on me that their stories hadn't ended yet.
我听他们的故事的时候，我就突然意识到他们的故事还没有结尾。
See, some of them had good beginnings, wonderful beginnings. Some of them did not.
有些人有很好的开始，有些人也许不是这样。
But it didn't matter because.They continue to write their stories.
但是这都没有关系，因为他们还在继续写他们的故事。
All of us, each one of us, we have a story.
我们每一个人，我们都有故事。
We may not know this, but people around us, they are reading our story.
我们也许不知道，我们周围的人都在读我们的故事。
And you know what? Our story hasn't ended yet. We continue to write our story.
而且我们的故事还没有结束，我们每个人还在写我们的故事。
So the question I want us to think about today is what makes a good story?
今天我要和大家分享的就是什么是一个好的故事。
What is it that makes our life when people look at our story and they can say, wow, that is a...Full, a rich story, a powerful story, a beautiful story.
怎么样？当别人看到我们的故事的时候，就说这是一个多么美好、多么有能力的一个故事。
So today we're going to look at a man. He was the first martyr in the book of Acts.
我们今天要看新约圣经里在《使徒行传》里的一个人物。
He was the first person that died.Because of his faith in Christ.
他是圣经里记载，新约圣经里记载第一个为他的信仰而殉道的人。
His name, Stephen.
他的名字叫斯提凡。
So let's look at his story, his life, and let's ask the question, what made his story so beautiful?
我们来看他的故事，让我们思考是什么让他的故事成为如此的美丽。
So let me give you a context of what happened.Leading up to this point, the first is Stephen was appointed as one of the seven deacons in the church to oversee the sharing of food and other everyday matters.
我们先来看一下背景。斯蒂凡他是早期教会七位执事之一，是负责饭食和其他的一些事务。
And as Stephen's ministry continued to grow and became more prominent.The Jews of other province, they began to accuse Stephen of blasphemy against God and against Moses.
当斯蒂凡他的事工越来越有名的时候，耶路撒冷的一些外地犹太人就指控斯蒂凡说他亵渎摩西和神。
And that was a crime back in those days that was punishable by death.
当时按照犹太的教规，亵渎犯亵渎罪的人可以被处死。
So the accusers brought Stephen before the great council where they had false witnesses to say things that were not true. They heard, and they said things that they said Stephen said Jesus would destroy the temple.
控告他的人把斯蒂凡带到公会，然后设下假见证，指控他说他说耶稣要把圣殿毁坏。
Stephen at that time he gave a powerful sermon detailing the history of Israel all the way from Abraham all the way through the prophets.
斯蒂凡那时候就讲了一篇道，讲到犹太人的历史，一直从亚伯拉罕到众先知。
And he ended by concluding that it was the Jewish people that they had murdered, that they had killed the prophesied Messiah, Jesus Christ.
他的结论就是犹太人杀害了预言中说要来的那个弥赛亚，就是耶稣基督。
So with that in mind, let's pick up today's story. Acts chapter 7, verses 51 to 60.
我们来看我们今天的故事是在《使徒行传》七章五十一到六十节。
So let's pay attention. I like the English readers to read from verses 51 to 56, and then the Chinese readers can read from verse 57 to verse 60.
我们用英文读五十一节到五十六节，然后我们读中文五十七到六十节。
Let's all stand and read the word of God together.
让我们一起起立来。
Verse 51. You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one.And now you have betrayed and murdered him, you who have received the law that was given through angels, but have not obeyed it. When the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God.And Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐声拥上前去，把他推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人把衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前。他们正用石头打的时候，斯蒂凡呼吁主说，求主耶稣接受我的灵魂，又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话就睡了。
May God bless the reading of his word.
愿神祝福读他的话。
You may be seated.
大家请坐。
What makes our life story beautiful?
什么能够使我们的生活故事成为美丽？
The first thing we can see from today's passage is this.Circumstances do not dictate the quality of our story.
今天我们从经文里要学习的第一点就是，环境不能决定我们故事的质量。
Now, all of us, we may not say it, but we have a definition of what a good life is.
也许我们不承认，但是我们每一个人对什么是一个好的生活有一个定义。
We all want a good life, and that means.It's a relatively easy and comfortable life.
我们想要一个好的生活，我们通常认为是一个很轻松的、舒适的生活。
A life that is relatively smooth, not too bumpy.
一个很顺利，一个没有颠簸的一个生活。
Deep down, every one of us wants, we want a good life, the American dream.
我们都希望有一个好的生活来实现美国梦。
But,If that's the standard of a good story, then Stephen's life would have been a nightmare.
如果是我们定义的什么是好的生活，那么斯蒂凡的一生就是一个悲剧。
If that's the standard of a good life, a good story, then Stephen's story would have been the most tragic an unfortunate story of all.
如果这样定义是一个好的生活，那么斯蒂凡的故事应该是最不幸、最悲惨的。
Think about it. Stephen was a good man. He was chosen to be one of the deacons.
大家想一想，斯蒂凡是一个好人，他被选当成教会的执事。
That means he had a heart for God. That means he loved God by loving people. He served God by serving his people.
他爱神，他侍奉人，侍奉神。
And he was God-fearing, and he loved the Word of God. He was a man of the Word of God.
他敬畏神，他是一个听神话的一个人。
But he was falsely accused.
但是却被诬告。
We can look at what happened in verses 11 to 14. Here it says that they secretly persuaded some men to say, and therefore, you could see that this is all lies. These are not true. We have heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses, against God. And so they stirred up people, the elders, the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and they brought him before the Sanhedrin.
在六章里边，我们就看到他们犹太人买出人来做假见证，说他糟蹋圣所和律法，指控他很多东西，玷污他的声誉。毁坏他的名声。
Look at verse 13. They produced false witnesses who testified, "This fellow never stopped speaking against the holy temple and against the law. We have heard him say that this Jesus will destroy this temple."
在六章第十三节里，犹太人说，设下假见证，说这人说话不住的糟践圣所和律法。我们曾听见他说，这拿撒勒人耶稣要毁坏此地。
Do you see how they were just stirring false things, rumors? They were attempting to tarnish Stephen's reputation, to destroy his character.
我们看到这里犹太人在煽动群众来诋毁斯蒂芬，来玷污他的声誉。
I don't know if any of us here have been falsely accused of something you did not say or something you did not do.
我们当中有没有人经历过被诬告，被指控你们并没有做过的一些坏事？
Or some of us have experiences of people misunderstanding us. They misinterpret our intentions.
有没有人被人误解，别人没有理会我们的好意？
They frame us to be evil when we have good intentions.
他们说我们是有坏的企图，其实我们是有好的企图。
See, when they misunderstand us, when they falsely accuse us, every fiber within us, we want to scream in protest.
当我们被人误解，当我们被人诬告的时候，我们就想用全身的力气来大声的抗议。
And eventually, this false accusation led to Stephen's death, stoned by execution by stoning.
这个诬告的最后的结果就是斯蒂芬被定罪，最后被石头打死。
Now imagine what it's like to be stoned to death, right? How big the rocks had to be.
我们可以设想一下被石头打死的状况，这个每块石头要多大呢？
The force that it took to kill somebody.
要用多大的力气能把一个人打死呢？
Stephen's death was violent. His death was senseless and inhumane.
斯蒂凡他被处死是非常残忍的，是没有道理的。
Stephen's death anything but good or beautiful.
这跟好和美丽好像根本沾不上边。
See, again, if the standard of the quality of our story was determined by our circumstances, then Stephen's story would have been the most tragic and unfortunate story of all.
所以，如果我们故事的好坏是由环境来决定的话，那么斯蒂凡的故事应该是最不幸、最悲惨的故事了。
No, but Stephen, he had a beautiful life story.
但事实并不是这样，斯蒂凡他有一个 最美丽的一个生活故事。
In spite of his trials, and I want to venture to say that it's through the trials, the trying circumstances in our life that magnifies the beauty of our life story.
我甚至要和大家说，我们生活中经历的困难和试炼，可以让我们的故事变得更加的美丽。
I love this quote by Pastor Greg Laurie. He says, Christians are like tea bags. You don't know what they're made of until you put them in hot water.
我特别喜欢有一个牧师叫 Greg Laurie， 他说的一句话，他说，基督徒就像茶叶袋，你只有把他们放到开水里，才知道他们的滋味。
The hotter the water, the stronger the flavor.
开水越烫，味道就越浓。
Brothers and sisters, some of us have gone through very difficult circumstances.
弟兄姊妹们，你们可能正在可能经历过很困难的时候。
Perhaps some of you are facing a difficult circumstance right now.
也许你们正在经历很多非常困难的状况。
Your life story is not determined by your circumstances.
但是要知道，你生活的故事不是由这些环境所决定。
In fact, the difficult circumstances in your life will only magnify the beauty of your story.
而且事实上，这些困难的环境能让你的故事更加的美丽。
Our God is too powerful. He's so powerful that He can turn seemingly bad circumstances in our lives and use it for His glory.
我们的神是有大能的，他会用我们生活中我们看着不好的事情，能来彰显他的荣耀。
I think of the story of Joseph.
我就想起圣经里的一个故事，叫约瑟的故事。
Joseph was born in a very dysfunctional family.
约瑟出生在一个很破碎的一个家庭。
He was betrayed by his own brothers.
他被他的弟兄们背叛。
And he was falsely accused and thrown in prison.
他后来又被诬告，被坐监。
And when he was in prison, he was forgotten.
他在监狱里的时候又被外面的人所忘记。
But Joseph, he was able to say at the end, "Man meant it for evil, but God meant it for good."
但是约瑟在后来他说这样一句话，他说人的意思要害我，但神的意思都是好的。
See, God has the power to redeem our stories no matter how difficult they may be.
所以神不管我们的故事，我们的经历有多么的不好，神都会用它。
Remember, if you're going through difficult time right now, allow Jesus to take it, transform it, use it for His glory and His purpose.
所以记住，如果你们正在经历很大的困难，要把这些交给耶稣，让耶稣来用它来荣耀主。
Which is the second point. What is most beautiful, our life story, is when we invite Jesus to be a part of our life story.
我们的故事怎样能才是美丽的吗？美丽的呢？我们来分享今天的第二点，就是当我们邀请耶稣在我们的故事当中。
See, these Jewish people, they were religious people.
我们知道这些犹太人，他们都是有宗教信仰的人。
Religious people are good people.
有宗教信仰的人都是好人。
Religious people are dutiful people. They are law-abiding citizens.
他们都是很守法，很有责任感。
But they miss a point. They miss the main point is that Jesus was not a part of their lives.
但是他们忽略了一点，很重要的一点，就是耶稣不在他们的生命当中。
And that's what Stephen is trying to tell them. He tried to point them to Jesus.
所以这就是斯蒂凡他要告诉他们，把他们指向耶稣。
In chapter 7, that's what Stephen's trying to say. He talked about the history of Israel. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all these things, all these people.
也就是在七章里，斯蒂凡告诉这些以色列人，他们的祖先 亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
He talked to them about Moses and the law of Moses that God gave through Moses.
而且说到摩西律法这些东西。
But Stephen said, "But you rejected Moses."
但是你们犹太人却拒绝摩西。
Look at verse 52. He said, "Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one."
我们来看七章五十二节，哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫呢？他们也把预先传说那义者要来的人杀了。
He was pointing them to Jesus Christ.
他把犹太人指向耶稣基督。
See, he's saying, "Hey, Moses, the temple, the law, all these things are pointing to Jesus Christ."
他告诉犹太人说，摩西律法和圣殿，所有这些都是指向耶稣。
But you rejected Jesus.
但是你们却拒绝耶稣。
They loved the law, but they rejected the fulfillment of the law.
他们喜欢律法，他们却拒绝律法的完成。
They made sacrifices.Before God, but they rejected the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ.
他们献祭，但是不相信神预备的最伟大的祭。
They missed the point.
他们完全没有抓住要点。
And so, brothers and sisters, unless our faith is based on the person and the work of Jesus Christ, then we are just religious.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们的信仰不是基于耶稣和他的工作，那么我们只是有一个宗教信仰。
Unless we trust that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He died on the cross for our sins, then we'll miss the point.
除非你相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，他在十字架上为我们的罪，那你就完全没有抓住要点。
If Jesus Christ is not a part of our life, a part of our story, then our story will never make sense.
如果耶稣基督不在我们的故事当中，我们的故事就永远不会完全。
The Jewish people, the religious people, they refused to listen. They would not listen. They kept rejecting Jesus.
这些犹太人，这些宗教的领袖，他们拒绝听这些。
And that's why Stephen called them this term, stiff-necked people.
所以斯蒂凡称这些人叫硬着颈项的人。
The picture is this, it's kind of like an animal, like a horse, who refused to listen, would not listen. The rider is trying to steer them, the rider is trying to direct their path, but the horse, stiff-necked, he would not turn.He would not turn around. The horse would not listen to the rider.
大家可以想一下一个马的场景，这个马它不听主人的命令，主人让它拐弯，让它前进，它是拒绝。
You know what? We can do that too.
大家知道吗？我们每个人其实都会这样。
Sometimes we come to church and we worship God and we listen to God's word.
常常我们来到教会来敬拜神，来听神的话。
At times, when it comes to a particular topic that we don't feel comfortable with, you know what we do? We tune out.
如果我们有的时候听到一个我们不喜欢的一个主题，我们就不听了。
Sensitive topic like.Giving your wealth, giving your money to God, we tune out.
比如说一些很敏感的题目，说是给予我们的钱财给需要的人。
Sexual purity, we tune it out.
还有保持性爱的纯洁，我们也就拒绝听。
The holiness of God in our life, we tune out.
神的圣洁要在我们生活中彰显，我们也不想听。
And at times, a lot of people, we practice selective listening on God. We only want to listen to what we want to listen to.
所以我们很多人是对神的话是有选择的去听，听我们喜欢听的话。
I recently heard a true story of a man who uses hearing aids because he is hard of hearing.
我听到一个真实的故事，是讲到一个人他在用助听器。
He's a long-time churchgoer. For decades, he attends church faithfully.
他很忠实地来教会，已经有几十年了。
It just happened that at that church, the church he was attending, they have a lot of problem with technical issues, sound, the sound.
那个教会，他们的音响系统经常的出问题。
And often, you would hear microphones squeak and this high-pitched sound. Everybody goes, ugh, like that.
经常他们那个话筒或者喇叭会出来这种啸叫很大的声音。
And so somebody asked this gentleman, Brother, does it ever bother you?
有人就在问这位带助听器的人说，这种情况下你会不会很难受？
Surprisingly, he said, really, no, it never bothered me.
他说没事，我一点也不觉得难受。
But people are like, wait a minute, I mean, isn't that what hearing aids are supposed to? It's supposed to magnify the sound, right?
那个人就再问他，因为他知道带助听器的人特别怕这种外面的声音，因为把这声音放大。
Well, upon further inquiry, the faithful church attender revealed his secret.
接着问下去以后，这个带助听器的人就说了他的秘密。
He said that as soon as he comes to church,As soon as he sits down, you know what he does? He turns off his hearing aids.
他每次走进教堂坐下来以后，他就把他的助听器给关掉了。
He doesn't hear a thing.
他什么也听不见。
And it's after the service, when it's time to get up and greet people, he turns on his hearing aids so he can visit with people.
当敬拜赞美结束以后呢，他就把它再打开，可以跟人握手，可以跟人聊天。
Now imagine, week after week, year after year, decades after decades, turns off when he sits down, comes to church, turns it off, turns them on when it's time to fellowship with people.
他就是这样，每个星期、每年，甚至几十年都是这样，来了就把它关掉。结束以后就把它打开，跟人就开始交谈。
Outwardly, he's sitting there quietly worshiping with a smile on his face.
外表上我们看到一个很虔诚的人坐在那里来敬拜，脸上带着笑容。
But on the inside, he is screaming at God. God can't touch this.
但是在他的内心，实际在向神呼喊，说：“神，我不需要听你。”
I don't want anything to do with you.
我不需要和你有任何的关系。
Stiff-necked people, right?
这就是硬着颈项的人。
I think it's very scary that as Christians, many, many, many times that we can be so close to God physically, but on the inside, we can be so far from God.
但是对于我们基督徒，甚至很多年的基督徒，好像我们在外表与神很接近，但是内心与神距离很远。
And that's why God says you got to open up your heart and let me really come into your life and be a part of your life story.
神在向我们呼喊说，要把你的心门打开，让我进来，要成为你故事的一部分。
Leads us to number three, because number two is not enough. Number three.What makes our story most beautiful is when we allow Jesus to write our story.
我们今天来看第三点，就是我们的故事怎样才能美丽。我们是要让耶稣写我们的故事。
Stephen, he submitted himself to Christ unto death.
斯提凡顺服基督，甚至去死。
And that's why Jesus wants to tell us that.If you want to experience a beautiful life, a full life, you must give me your life.
所以耶稣在告诉我们，你要经历一个美丽的人生吗？一个美满的人生吗？你必须要把你的生命给我。
Look at Matthew 16. 24:25, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
在马太福音16:24-25，主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
Jesus says, "You want to find life? You want to experience a full life? Let me write your story."
耶稣告诉我们，你要找到自己的生命，你要得到一个美满的人生，让我来帮你。
Look at how Stephen allowed Jesus to write his story.
我们来看斯蒂芬是。如何让主耶稣来写他的故事？
Look at Acts chapter 6 verse 3. It says, Stephen, full of the Spirit and wisdom.
在使徒行传6:3，说斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，智慧充足。
Verse 5, Stephen, full of faith and the Holy Spirit.
第五节，斯蒂凡大有信心，圣灵充满。
Verse 8, Stephen, full of God's grace and power.
第八节，斯蒂凡满得恩惠能力。
Chapter 7 verse 35, Stephen full of the Spirit.
第7:55，斯蒂凡被圣灵充满。
Do you see that? Every indication it says that Stephen's life, although short, but full, very full.
我们有没有看到圣经说斯蒂凡尽管他的生命很短暂，但是他是一个很美满的生命。
Full of what?
满了什么？
Full of God, full of Jesus, full of the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit in his life.
他是被神充满，被神的灵，被耶稣基督充满。
I wonder how we too can allow Jesus to write our story.
我真的希望我们每一位都能够让耶稣来写我们的故事。
Parents here, let's talk about our children. Do we allow Jesus to write the story of our children?
我们做父母的在这里，让我们来谈我们的儿女。我们能不能让主耶稣来写我们孩子们的故事？
Or no. When it comes to my children, I write their story.
我不会愿意这样，因为我的孩子要由我来写他们的故事。
I tell them exactly what to do, where to go, what colleges to attend.
我要告诉他们去哪里，去上什么学校。
How about our marriage? Do we allow Jesus to write the story of our marriage?
我们的婚姻生活又是怎么样呢？愿意不愿意让耶稣来写我们的婚姻生活的故事？
Do I let Jesus to be Lord of my marriage, or am I Lord?
能让耶稣成为我们婚姻的主，还是我自己作为我的主？
I'm thinking of young people. They will have this period of their life, very powerful period of their life called the dating period.
我想到这些年轻人，他们到了优惠的年龄。
Do they allow Jesus to write their dating story?
那么他们会不会让耶稣来写他们优惠的这个故事呢？约会。
Our career, do we allow Jesus to lead us wherever he wants us, where he wants us to go?
还有我们的事业，我们能让耶稣来领带领我们吗？
Our future, do we allow Jesus to write our story?
我们的未来，我们能让耶稣写我们的未来吗？
But isn't that the prayer that Jesus wants us to pray? Not my will, your will be done in my life.
主耶稣要我们祷告的是不按我的旨意，是按神你的旨意。
Let's continue to look at Stephen, how he submitted himself to Christ, how he allowed Jesus to live through his life.
我们来看斯蒂凡是如何顺服耶稣，让耶稣在他的里边活着。
And I'm going to show you many slides And I want you to see the parallel, the striking similarity between Stephen and Jesus. So let's look carefully here.
我们下面来看斯蒂凡和耶稣很多相同的地方。
The first slide is to look at how, just like Jesus, Stephen was filled with the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
跟主耶稣一样，斯蒂凡他被圣灵充满。
The next slide.
下一张。
Just like Jesus, Stephen was falsely accused by the Jewish people.
也像主耶稣，斯蒂凡他被犹太人诬告。
Next slide. Both of them were accused of the same thing.
斯蒂凡和主耶稣都是被控告是同样的罪名。
Which was the destruction of the temple.
也就是说他们要说被控告说要毁坏神的殿。
Next slide. Both were dragged out of the city to die.
下面一张是他们两个都是被拉到城外被处死。
Next slide. Both of them mentioned the Son of Man as they approached their death.
下一张。当他们去世的时候他们都说到人子。
Next slide. Just like Jesus, Stephen offered the prayer of forgiveness for his persecutors.
像主耶稣一样，斯蒂凡他为迫害他的人祷告。
Isn't that beautiful?
这不是很美吗？
You know, I'm thinking of this. You know, when it comes to forgiveness in our lives, it's so easy to talk about, but it's so hard to do.
我们很多时候谈写这些故事好像很容易，但是其实真是很难。
When we don't forgive people, and we have a word for that, we hold grudge against them.
我们很难去做，比如说我们和人有矛盾，我们长时间就抱着怨恨。
What happens when that happens in our life? It's kind of like this. In our hearts, there are many.Prison cells.
当这些事发生的时候，就像在我们的心里有很多监狱的一个一个房子。
And we put these people, we lock these people in these cells in our hearts.
我们把这些我们不能饶恕的人就锁在我们心里的一个一个监狱里。
And when there are times we think of them and we get really angry.
有的时候我们想起这些人我们就很生气。
You know what we do? We reach into our heart and we take them out from their prison cell.
我们就到我们的心里把他们从我们心里的监狱里提出来。
And we do this. Yeah! Yeah! There you go! You deserve that!
我们就来责备这些人来解气。
Right, and then we put them back.
然后我们又把它放回这个监狱里。
At times, we can't sleep at night.
然后我们晚上也睡不好觉。
We take them out again. Yeah, there you go.
我们又在责骂、诅咒这些人来解气。
And we put them back.
我们又把它锁进我们的监牢里。
We think in our hearts.We are punishing them. We're giving them what they deserve.
在我们的心里，我们觉得我们在处罚这些人，因为他们配得这些处罚。
But the reality is, we are putting ourselves in the prison.
但事实上，我们把自己锁在了这个监狱里。
We are the ones suffering.
我们自己在受这些苦。
It is said that when you forgive someone, you set a prisoner free. And that prisoner is yourself.
有这么一个说法，就是当你赦免一个人的时候，你其实相当于放了一个罪，放了一个囚犯。那个囚犯是谁呢？就是你自己。
And the power of forgiveness comes from God. The Bible says, forgive others just as in Christ God forgave you.
饶恕这个能力是从神来的，就像主耶稣说，神是饶恕你，所以你能饶恕人。
Stephen, as he was being stoned to death, he said, Lord, forgive them. Lord, do not hold this against them. He right there, he forgave his enemies.
我们看到斯蒂凡在他临死前，他呼吁主说，不要将这些罪归于这些人。
He was so much like Jesus.
他真是与主耶稣是一样。
But that's not all. Just like Jesus' next life, Stephen committed his spirit to God before he died.
还有像主耶稣一样，在他去世的时候，他把自己的灵魂交给神。
And at the very end, the biblical writer described the last moment of Stephen and Jesus. Next slide. When he had said this, he fell asleep, just like Jesus.
而且在最后的时候，他跟主耶稣一样，圣经说他就睡了。
Do you see just so many pictures of Stephen, how Stephen was so much like Jesus?
大家有没有看到斯蒂凡和耶稣有很多很多相同的地方？
It was so obvious that Jesus Christ was living through Stephen.
我们很明显的看到主耶稣在他里边活着。
See, it's most beautiful. Our life is most beautiful when we allow Jesus to write our story.
所以我们生活的故事可以是很美丽的，只要我们让耶稣来写我们的故事。
And it's most powerful when we are stories. See, that's when we allow Jesus to live through us, that's when we're able to make impact in the life of others.
而且当我们能够影响到别人的生命的时候，我们的故事就变得非常的有能力。
Which is our last point. What is most beautiful is when our story continues on in the life of others.
我们来看今天的第四点，就是当我们的故事能传承的时候，就是一个很美的故事。
Look at verse 58. They dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul.
在《使徒行传》七章五十八节，说把他推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人把衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前。
So this man, this young man named Saul, he was just standing there, and he was watching, and he was observing, and he was taking everything in the way Stephen gave his life for Jesus Christ.
在斯蒂凡被打死的时候，有一个年轻人叫扫罗，他就站在边上，他看到了一切。
You don't forget things like that. Watching someone die, especially the way Stephen died.
看一个人被处死，他一辈子也不会忘。
Biblical scholar pointed out that Stephen may well have been the tool that God used to get to the heart of Saul, later became Paul.
圣经学者告诉我们，神使用史蒂凡是想要能够触摸到扫罗的心，这个扫罗就是后来成为保罗。
Paul became probably the greatest missionary, the greatest apostle of Jesus Christ.
保罗是成为神伟大的这个宣教士和主耶稣的大使徒。
You see, later on, he would follow the footsteps of Stephen because Paul, he also suffered great persecution, and Paul eventually died as a martyr for Jesus Christ. He followed the footsteps, the exact footsteps of Stephen.
我们后来会看到，保罗他也在走史蒂凡走过的路，他也跟主耶稣一样受到大逼迫，最后也是为了他的信仰，为主耶稣基督殉道。
Do you see how Stephen's story, life story, continue on in the life story of Paul.
大家有没有看到斯蒂凡他的生命的故事继续在保罗的故事里？
And later on, God will use Paul to write half of the New Testament.
神后来使用保罗，新约有一半的圣经都是保罗写的。
And who knows how many people, when they read Paul's writing, their lives were touched, and they end up following the footsteps of Paul, which is the footsteps of Stephen.
不知有多少人后来读了保罗的书信，生命得到改变。这些人实际上在跟随保罗的脚步，保罗也在跟随斯蒂凡的脚步。
Who knows how many of us?We, our hearts are moved, are touched as we read the scriptures, Paul's writing, and we decided, yes, Lord Jesus, I'm going to commit my life to you as well.
也包括我们中间很多人读到保罗的书信以后，我们就说，神啊，我愿意跟随你，我愿意委身你。
Do you see how Stephen's story continued on in Paul's story? Paul's story continued on in many people, including ours.
大家有没有看到斯蒂凡他的故事继续在保罗的故事里，保罗又继续在我们每个人的故事里。
We have a word for that. We call that legacy.
这个叫什么呢？我们说叫传承。
My brothers and sisters, all of us, we want to leave behind a godly legacy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每个人都要留下，都要传承给后人。
My hope and prayer is that we too will be able to pass on this beautiful legacy, this godly legacy, that even if our life ends on this earth, that our legacy would continue on in the lives of others.
我的祷告是我们每一个人都能够把敬虔这个作为一个传承下去的，当我们生命的在世上的生命结束的时候，我们的故事能够一直的传承下去。
I'd like to end today's sermon with this note to encourage all of us, especially those of us who are discouraged, especially those of us who are just going through suffering.
在结束之前，我想和大家，特别是我们当中正在经历很多、面对很多困难的人，分享一些话语。
So as Stephen was suffering for Jesus Christ, he said something. Look at this verse. He said that he saw heaven open and he saw Jesus Christ standing up at the right hand of the Father.
我们看到斯蒂凡他在被处死的那个时候，他说他看见天开了，耶稣站在神的右边。
Now, biblical scholars, they have an issue with this verse because all over the Bible, whenever this kind of language is being used, it's always Jesus sitting down at the right hand of the Father.
圣经学者就发现很多的问题，为什么呢？因为在圣经里写到主耶稣很多时候都是坐在神的右边。
But why did Stephen say, I saw heavens open and I saw Jesus Christ standing up? What was he talking about?
所以当斯蒂凡说天开了，我看到主耶稣坐在站在神的边上，是到底是什么意思？
See,Bible scholars, they pointed out that this is a language for the courtroom. This is a somebody who's on trial.
后来圣经学者他们就最后了解说这是法庭的语言。
See, in the courtroom, everybody is seated. The judge is seated. The jury is seated. The audience is seated. Everybody is seated.
在法庭上所有人都是坐着的，包括这法官、陪审团还有所有的人都是坐着。
Except one person.
只有一个人是站着。
The defense attorney.
也就是这个辩护律师，他是站着的。
Jesus Christ, our defense attorney, standing up, speaking up for Stephen.
主耶稣是我们的辩护律师，他站着。在为他的仆人斯蒂凡辩护。
As Stephen, God's servant, was going down, as he was being unjustly tortured, as he was dying, Jesus Christ standing up, speaking up for his servant, Stephen.
斯 蒂凡被诬告，被不公正的折磨，被石头打死，正在倒下的时候，但是耶稣站在那里，在神的面前为斯蒂凡辩护。
Some of us, you are going through suffering, unjust suffering.
我们当中有经历痛苦的，很多是被误解的。
You're misunderstood. You're misinterpreted. Nobody appreciates you. You know what? Jesus, He sees you. He understands you. He knows your heart.
但是你的主耶稣他知道你的情况，知道发生的一切。
And as you're there, you're suffering, you're in pain. You know what? Jesus Christ, He is standing up. He is advocating your case for you before God.
你经历痛苦，你被诬告，在被误解，但是主耶稣站在那里为你辩护。
Don't be discouraged. Don't lose heart. Don't ever give up, because Jesus Christ is praying on your behalf.
所以不要沮丧，不要灰心，也不要放弃，因为主耶稣在那里为带你祷告。
So today I want to encourage all of us to not give up, but to remain faithful before God.
所以我今天鼓励大家不要沮丧，要一直要有信心。
Keep trusting God. Keep allowing Jesus to write your life story.
要一直信靠神，要让主耶稣来写你生命的故事。
Give him your life and allow him to make your life story beautiful for his purpose, for his glory.
要让耶稣，让把你的生命交给耶稣，让耶稣来写你人生的故事，把它成为一个美丽的故事。
Amen.
来成就主耶稣的旨意和荣耀他的名。
I'd like us to end today's sermon with this very simple song. It's a song of trust. It's a song of submission.
我最后想让大家一起唱一首很简单的歌，是一个关于信靠和顺服的歌。
It's a song that says we entrust ourselves in the sovereign hands of God, and we allow Him to make things beautiful in His time.
这首歌说是要让我们自己，我每一个人都放在主耶稣大能的手里，让他按他自己的时间，把我们的一切，把你的一切变得美好。
Let's all stand and sing this song.
让我们一起站起来唱这首歌。按他的时间。
In His time, in His hand, He makes all things beautiful in His time. Lord, please show me every day, as You're teaching me Your way, that You do just what You say.In your time, you make all things beautiful in your time. Lord, my life to you I bring, may each song I have to sing.Be to you a lovely thing in your time, in His time, in His time, in His time. He makes all things beautiful in His time. Lord, please show me every day.As You're teaching me Your way, that You do just what You say, in Your time. You make all things beautiful in your time. Lord, my life to you I bring. May each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing in your time. Let's pray. Lord, we submit our life before you.
主啊，我们愿意把我们的生命顺服降服在你的面前。
Lord, you are not just our Savior, but you are our Lord.
主啊，你不但是我们的救主，你是我们的主。
Yes, like the songs, our lives to you we bring. May each song we have to sing, that they can be to you a lovely thing in your sight.
就像这首歌所唱的，我们每唱的每一首歌都求你来祝福。
Help us, Lord, to really submit ourselves before you and allow you to write our life story.
帮助我们，让我们能够降服在你面前，让你来写我们的故事。
May you make all things beautiful, our stories beautiful in your time.
让你按你的时间把我们的故事写得美好。
And we pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
大家请坐。